Okay, so what we've created is something called Wikipedia. Not, we may have some trademarks to sort out on that.
Wikipedia.
So this is a Thimble project, which is like a meta project that you can choose what you're going to do. So you can choose a celebrity here. So we choose Simon Cowell, and we get his Wikipedia profile. And in the comments here, there's various explanations of what you need to do.
Okay.
Although try and keep them really brief, so they're just provocations rather than one, two, three, do this, do that, do the other. So the mission is hack your own Wikipedia. Can you change a life today? So we've got Simon Cowell's life here, and you go down, and the first set of instructions says in this introductory paragraph, there's some links to support the information that's there, links to other Wikipedia articles, like references. So the first one is there in full, and then the next one, it's got the hyperlink, but the text field has been blanked out, so you've got to put the right text in. The next one, the link has been blanked out, but the text is there, so you learn to use each of the different elements. It kind of guides you through. And then there's various prompts here where it's like, well, there could be a link here, but there's nothing there, so start doing the code. So that's the kind of learning part. And then as you go down to his early life, career and scandal, and you're basically kind of prompted to change it, either to back it up or do something crazy with it. It's okay. Left it quite open. You can try and make it really rigorous, or you can make it really nuts. But the idea is that the young people are prompted to use the citation, like Wikipedia works. So they're learning a technical skill of hyperlinking, but they're also learning a content-based skill
of linking.
Yeah.
Multi-entering learning, I call that.
And then at the end of it, whether they've made it very factual or made it very mad, they publish it and they have a thing that they've made, an artifact of that learning. So they've learned about a content skill, a technical skill, and they've got an artifact at the end of it.
And that would address some of the conversations that were going downstairs about how you assess what you're doing. So here you've got a creative process,
yeah,
and you have got a tangible outcome,
yeah,
which you can assess,
yeah,
because it's a making, but you've actually got something at the end of it. You can say, yeah, that is what we made,
yeah,
for good or bad.
Well, we felt the idea of this whole web making thing, these learning missions, it's not everyone's accessed in this way, which is interesting, but we thought you've got to make something. At the end, you've got to have something that you have made. It's not just a set of exercises like a kind of Code Academy type thing, number one, number two, number three, you've reached level four. You've actually created something at the same time. That's the idea.
That's really interesting, how you're actually problem solving, how you construct the mission around this as well.
Yeah.
So you've got a meta thing going on as well.
It's been a meta experience because both of the people on our team, we didn't really know any code when we started this, so we were given a great code editing tool, this Mozilla Thimble, and we had to create something to teach young people how to code when we didn't know how to do it ourselves. So we've learned through doing that.
I mean, what I did in the early days, because I've written quite a few websites, was I backwards engineered everything, which is extremely time consuming and extremely difficult. But if you've got a tool like this, you can see almost, you can see in real time what happens,
yeah,
without having to go to too much trouble of going back and forth between the editor,
yeah,
the actual outcome, and jumping between screens.
We did a bit of looking at the Wikipedia's own pages and just looking at things like where are the colours, what kind of breaks have they used, how have they done tables and things like that. And because we could try them out so quickly in this, instead of just copying and pasting them, we actually looked at it, understood it, learned how to do it, and did it again ourselves, yeah, which is something I've never done before.
In some ways, it gives you a grammar and a lexicon,
yeah,
into code through the actual use of it.
Mm, definitely. I think it's a really good tool. Having played around with code a bit, I've learned more in the last 2 days using this tool than in quite a long time with copying and pasting stuff.
I totally agree. That's what you need. You need it sort of straight in, hands-on. I can see what it's doing by doing this. But I think where you're bringing the expertise in is the pedagogical overview.
Hopefully.